What we're doing?
He just said what we're doing, but I don't remember.
Ratio tests,
Oh.
phase through Zion, including Zion.
He wants to spend a lot of time with me. He's taking the longest route home. Phase through.
Zion, including Zion.
You might be better
Okay.
just putting it on, the let the Tesla drive.
I'm not in the Tesla. I'm in his car. Beggars can't be choosers. Okay. Dine Avelis Peshabbas v'yomtiv. That's what we were discussing. So Sif Beis, right? Simin, we are in Simin. Kuf ratio tests. Sif Beis. Yeah. So im karu is ha'avol lalas the Torah. So an avol's not allowed to get. We said yesterday an avol's not allowed to learn. So he's not allowed to get an aliyah. So im that's even though nowadays we don't lane. So im karu is ha'avol lalas the Torah. Tzoruch lalas, you have to go up. What do you mean, don't lean?
The person getting the aliyah doesn't lane,
Oh.
right? Tzoruch la'alis ki im ha'yinimna ha'bidavar. Because if he says they call him for aliyah, he says no, I can't go up. So then you say why not? Because you're an avol. Then that's public avelus and Shabbos. That's not allowed, right? For Rabbeinu Tam ha'yukara noisa b'chol Shabbos shlishi. Rabbeinu Tam, I never understood this. Certain gedolim they were makpid to get certain aliyahs. So Rabbeinu Tam. They used to call him. He used to get shlishi every week. The chazan didn't call him up because he thought he's not allowed to. You're not allowed to call him up for an aliyah, and then he went up by himself. Since Rabbeinu Tam got shlishi every Shabbos, somebody sees him not going up. Then he's going to know it's because of avelus and it's farhesia. Same thing if a kohen is an oval, and there's no other kohen, you have to call him up. But it's better that he should just leave the Beis Medrash before they call him up for the Sefer Torah. Or just daven in a shul that they give kohen to Yisrael, and then you don't have a problem. I don't think they do it on Shabbos though. If the oval has a son to have a bris, but minig who shu chayv la'alas atar. The minig is that somebody making a bris gets an aliyah. Yikru and they call him up. Dimlo yikru havi farhesia. Everybody's going to think that it's farhesia. For yosef tov shaloyev beis haknesses b'shas kriyas atar. The best thing is that he should leave shul for kriyas atar. Isha shegi asman aleches of beis haknesses b'shavas shemei avela. Let's say there are those that have a minig
Your house or not?
to the woman goes to hear a davar shem kedusha. So if that happens during the week when she's an aval, so then ayin la'el, which I don't remember what we said. I don't remember what we said. I think we said that she should not. I don't remember. Oh, that, there was talking about wearing big day Shabbos and those type of things. Yeah, so they said she would be allowed to. Fine. Gimel, I'm a munameh called Leah's Kara b'Torah b'Beis HaKnesses b'Shabbos. So let's say you have somebody, he's the Baal Kara, verily Evel, and he became an Ovel, Leah b'Shabbos b'Beis HaKnesses, he shouldn't go to the Shul, ki yim yiyah shom, yesh yistapik, yim yikra eloi. Meaning the Baal Kara should not show up to Shul. Otherwise, they're going to say, why is he not laning? They say, oh, he's an Ovel, so it's b'far hesi. Dalit Shabbos, Oilaloi Laminyan Zion. Shabbos works for meaning it counts towards Shiva. Vafilu Shama Shmua Kroiva B'yom Shabbos. This we mentioned a few days ago. Even if you hear within 30 days on Shabbos, Shalei Hischol Adayin Klal B'Aveilus, meaning your Aveilus didn't even start because it's Shabbos when you found out about the death. Oilaloi Gamkein, V'Moitzei Shabbos Kareya. It also works towards Shiva. And on meaning, what he's saying is that even though Shiva is not starting until after Shabbos, still Shabbos counts as one day. Hey, Hakoyver, I mean, that's assuming that the Kfura already happened. Obviously, if somebody's Nifter on Shabbos, the Shiva doesn't start till after the Kfura. Hey, Hakoyver is Mesa Shama Shmua Kroiva. Somebody who buries his dead, or he hears about a death from a relative, Beregel, on Yom Tov, pain be Yom Tov, pain be Cholamoyed, whether it's on Yom Tov or it's Cholamoyed. Like Chola Ad Regel, yeah, it doesn't start until after Yom Tov. Like we said, that happened by Naphtali. That's only things that are polygonal. Anything that's normally done b'tzina, you have to be knowing this in Yom Tov. Don't switch clothing. This is even for Chol HaMoed. Meaning, don't switch your clothing to wear torn clothing. Right? But afal gav d'shar ovel mashana begodav gav b'regel, even though other avelim are supposed to wear, not they're not supposed to wear chashuv clothing. So why can't this avel also not wear such chashuv clothing? So the person who lost the relative on Yom Tif, ain't l'shanes b'regel, he shouldn't change it on the regular. Misha meniach tefillin v'chol ha'moed, and somebody who normally puts tefillin on a chol ha'moed, yaniach gam b'yom rishon shel ha'achar ha'kvura, even though we said that normally in the first day after the death, you don't put on tefillin, but on chol ha'moed you do. If your minig is to wear tefillin, v'av la'achar ha'regel maschol limnei zayin yemei avelus. After Yom Tif, you start counting Shiva. B'yom ha'acharon shel Yom Tif, oylo lo'y l'minyan. And the last day of Yom Tif counts towards the minyan. Umaynu ma'acharav shisha yomim, and you only count 6 days. Bafilu yom sheni shel Rosh Hashanah gam kein oylo l'minyan. Right? That's why anybody who sits Shiva after Yom Tif, it's the last day Yom Tif counts as day one. Right? Zion. Afal pi shein avelus be Yom Tif v'chol ha'moed, even though there's no avelus on Yom Tif v'chol ha'moed. Bafilu gzeres shloishim ein v'hem. And there's no even gzeirah shleishim. And you're allowed to wear nice clothing. Since it's aser in taking haircuts, therefore it does work towards the shleishim. And you count the shleishim for yom hakfura. Right? Meaning, if let's say the kfura was first day chol hamoed Pesach. And that's the first day towards Shloshim, even though Shiva is not starting till after Yom Tif. Right? For Yom Shmini Atzeres, Avapishu Regel B'fnei Hashem, and Shmini Atzeres, even though it's its own independent Yom Tif, Mekomakam Kivan Shloih Hischol Adayim Bavelus Ainu Mevatel. It's not Mevatel the Shloshim, because he's asking. Let's say if he's saying the Shloshim starts on Chol HaMoed and Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tif, so it should knock off Shloshim. And the minyan is only counted for 1 day. Meaning it's only counts towards shloshim for 1 day towards the shloshim. Right? Okay, these halachas are extremely complicated and technical. That's it.
Nope.
Oh, that's short. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and Surah Stavis.
So I guess it's also short tomorrow, Thursday and Friday.